I'm sure you've heard about the guy who prayed, "Lord, so far today I've done okay. I haven't gossiped. I haven't lost my temper. I haven't been nasty. I haven't been greedy or grumpy. But Lord, in a few minutes I'm going to have to get out of bed, and I'm going to need all the help you can give me." Now, my friend, we smile at that, but the truth is, it is hard to acknowledge our need of help sometimes, especially in a world that prizes self-sufficiency. Do you know that the most dangerous time in one's life is when that man or that woman thinks that they don't need God? What happens then? Well, complacency sets in. Smugness grows. You'll say, "I need you, Lord." And then what do? You act like it all depends on you. And as a result, your faith will be unused. And when you're not using your faith, according to Hebrews 11:6, you can't please God. And if your vision doesn't require God, it's not of God. That's a certainty. So when He gets involved in our vision, He becomes the only means of achieving whatever it is that He set before us. Apart from me, you can do nothing. But what? I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. My friend, without God's help, what can any of us say? What can we do that is going to truly make a difference? Well, we've just answered that. Absolutely nothing. We can't even begin to make progress until we humbly acknowledge that we are utterly powerless over most things in life. We are, but God is not. Amen? So, what are you facing today? Listen to these words. "My help comes from the Lord." Psalm 121:2. What are you facing today? "My help comes from the Lord." Now, please, just accompany me in saying that. "My help comes from the Lord." Now, when you know that, when you really believe that, when we live that, it changes everything, my friend. Here's His promise. "He will never let me stumble. He'll never let me slip or fall. For He is always watching, never sleeping. Jehovah Himself is caring for you. He is your defender. He protects you day and night. He keeps you from all evil. He preserves your life. He keeps His eye upon you as you come and go, and always guards you." My friend, that's Psalm 121:3-8. What are you facing today? Just hold on to this truth. "My help comes from the Lord." Heavenly Father, would you please allow me to grab hold of that as never before? Help my friend listening in right now to grab hold of that as never before. "My help comes from the Lord." Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bow before you. We reject self-sufficiency. We acknowledge our utter dependence upon our Savior, and we are so thankful that our help comes from the Lord. In His name we pray and thank you. Amen.